How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome to the Daily Nerd Diva. So I recently got back into playing Minecraft again. The fine folks from Microsoft and Mojang have released 1.17, which is part one of the Caves and Cliffs update. A pretty big undertaking on their part. It's added some really cool new things to the game. Most importantly, axolotls, which are adorable. Go look up some pictures of actual axolotl or Minecraft axolotl or both. It's great. So I started this new project on a server I play on, shout out to Nick, and I maybe got a little overly ambitious. Minecraft, for those who aren't familiar, is a game about mining and building and constructing and exploring, but everything takes the shape of square blocks, at least most things. Circles are not all that common in Minecraft. I decided that I wanted to build a giant sphere for my base. A 23-block diameter sphere, I'm in over my head. Thanks to some helpful tutorials on YouTube and some websites that will actually show you the proper patterns for building spheres in Minecraft, I was able to get started. But like a lot of things, I kind of gave up partway through and I'm not finished it yet. I've hit kind of a brick wall and I don't really know where to keep going with it. And it's frustrating, and it's just sitting there floating in the sky with a really ugly staircase leading up to it, half finished. I really appreciate in those moments that God does not do the same with us. We are eternally a project. A project he doesn't give up on. Philippians 1:6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. God knows that we are imperfect. That we aren't complete. That we're broken. That we have a lot left to do. And he has a lot left to do with and in us. And that means the world to me, because life isn't always easy. And sometimes I disappoint myself. And I know I disappoint God sometimes. But in those moments, you pick yourself up, shake yourself off, tell God and anyone else you need to that you're sorry, and remember that he's still working on you, which means you can still be working on you, because if he hasn't given up on you, there's no reason you should. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast, or come hang out on the Facebook page with us over at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, until next time, God made you special, and he loves you very much, and he's not done with you yet.